the reason I touch on the Lucis Trust, the Lucifer Publishing Company, is because they are the sole publisher of all materials out of the United Nations and have been for the better part of a century. Now, we're going on a century. This is important. As we move back into the United Nations culture, the NWO culture, the WHO culture, all of these different globalist arms, it's important to understand that their overarching goal is not simply a political ideology. It is a faith-based ideology based in Thelemic Satanism. When you talk about all of these cabals that sit at the top and whatever name they might have, right? You have the Order of the Invisible Hand, you have all of these different Satanist organizations under the auspices of global control. They all exist around the central cog of Crowleyan Satanism. And that's incredibly important to know going forward. As we move back into these systems, understanding what their goal is will help us combat that down the road. So as far as what is noise versus what is important, right? So noise might be saying, look at this section I found in one of Alice Bailey's books. She founded the Lucis Trust Company. She was crazy. Well, she was very strange, right? But that's generally noise. Knowing what she thought about something in her book, The Consciousness of the Atom, is probably not going to affect the situation going forward. However, understanding that the United Nations chose her publishing company as their sole publisher, understanding things like the fact that they have connections to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that was scrubbed off of the internet, that you can't even find on archives, but screenshots still exist of this, are important facts to understand because it begins to paint a picture of, okay, they're trying to suppress these connections. Why are they trying to suppress these connections? What is at the root of what they are doing? So the direction we need to be taking with this is the direction of pointing out why they are looking at the satanic connections there. So rather than pouring down the endless rabbit holes of satanic belief, so to speak, it's much more important to recognize the interwoven web as it moves as a whole. It's important to understand that subsidiary organizations exist under these things, like the Lucis Trust or the United Nations. It's important to look at the way all of the departments function. It's important to understand the effect they have on global politics, the way they function in impoverished countries. So this is a very long road we will be traveling down quite slowly because there is a lot of information to cover there. And rather than looking at it as an endless rabbit hole or something like that, we need to be looking at it as an agency of power to understand in a governmental aspect, right? In a municipal aspect is the way we need to be looking at this. We need to understand the basis of it is founded in Satanism. And then we need to understand that they want to control the world. They want to set the tone for the future. And then we need to very carefully dissect the structure of power, which we will be getting into. I will be getting into that here over time. We have a lot of things to focus on right now, but as time goes on, that is the direction I will take this in.